Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cyfrowy Polsat Q1 Result Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone keypad. I would like to remind you all that this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Mr. Dominik Lubczyk. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the results of the first quarter of 2009 of Cyfrowy Polsat. We would like to start with a very brief information. I believe all of you are familiar, but Cyfrowy Polsat entered WIG20, the index for the most important companies listed in the Warsaw Stock Exchange. It happened during the revision in March 2009. Our performance of our stock outperformed the market by about 50%, and it's due to the results we presented in last quarters. I hope that results we are about to give you, present to you, because the market already knows them, are also satisfactory, and it will have a positive impact on performance of our stocks. Q1 2009 was another very good quarter for us. The number of newly concluded agreement was 14% higher than in the year 2008. This information is important because it is a proof that the market is not really slowing down, nor due to the saturation, nor due to economical crisis. Our subscriber base grew by 28% to 2,800,000 as of March 31st, 2008. However, it's important to underline that total number of users of our set-top box is very close to 3.2 million. We started to reveal this figure first time last quarter. For those who didn't notice that, this is the customers who are not paying us, nor they have the valid agreement, but they have our set-top box, which is active. It means they fulfilled all the obligation to Cyfrowy Polsat, and they can pay anytime for a given period of time, so even 1 month. Of course, they can sign up for the permanent usage as well. The people use this opportunity whenever they need. This is a kind of a prepaid service we offer to our customers. As of March 31st, 2009, 50,000 of our clients used our MVNO services, and we are happy that our ARPU is growing. I will discuss it in a second, but the reason standing behind it is that there is a significant growth of number of the subscribers using our premium packages, including HD channels. Important notice for those who run some more profound business model of our company is that there is a change in the customers' preferences. There is 55, more or less 54-46 split ratio of leased set-top boxes, which remain our property, in comparison to sold ones. On the cash basis, this does not make any significant difference because we collect activation fee instead of collecting the money for the sales of the set-top box. Our financial results are in line with our expectations. Revenues grew by 35% to 337 million. Our EBITDA increased by 6% to 94 million zloty. However, we decided, in order to show you how healthy is our business and is how well it's developing, that EBITDA adjusted to the Forex, which we used last year, would be 124 million. Of course, we cannot say what is the expected Forex for next quarters. I believe no one knows, but this way we try to prove that we are developing very fast. Net profit increased by 14% to 73 million. Most important event of Q1 of 2009 is two important agreements. One which was mentioned in the risk factors during IPO, it was the lack of the agreement with TVP, National Broadcaster in Poland. We finally concluded the long-term agreement for the channels TVP1 and TVP2, and on top of that we also introduced two new TVP channels to our offer. It's TVP Sport and TVP Info. We also extended our agreement with TVN for the rebroadcast of two free-to-air channels and four pay TV channels, the same channels which were in our offer. Last quarter, we decided also to lease new transponder. We have certain projects which we want to start up on this transponder in fall, in the Q4 this year, and we believe that they will have again the positive impact on our ARPU. It's a little bit premature to talk about what kind of project, because we don't want to give any hints to our competition. On the slide number 7, we describe again the acquisition of the shares of Sferia. We had a special conf calls, and we spent a lot of time talking to all our investors and all of those who were interested, so I will not repeat myself. If someone has the question about it, I'll be happy to answer them in the Q&A session. At this point, maybe I would like to draw your attention to two points. First is that the reason why we decided to execute the put option was that due to the lack of the acceptance from the minority shareholders for the risks, I would like to underline, for the risk associated with our capital involvement in Sferia. No one ever said that it's the wrong move and all the strategy is not in line what we said before. So as a consequence of that, we will continue. It's important to emphasize that we will continue our multiplay strategy in the different mode, by concluding the commercial agreements with those companies who has the technology which we believe can help us fulfill our strategy. It means to offer broadband internet and the telecommunication services, including mobile telephony. And of course, Sferia is on top of our list, but we are still, as we were saying during this acquisition project, that we'll be ready to take the final decisions by the end of June. Moving to our operating results, I already said how many subscribers we have on So on the page number nine, you have the breakdown of our customers to the family and premium packages and to mini package. At this point, 83% of our customers are subscribers of family package, 17% are those who subscribe to mini packages. Our churn is slightly higher than a year ago, but it is in line with our expectation when we said that we believe in the churn of high single digits. It's maybe important to say that to give you the information that the churn, quarterly churn in the first quarter is usually the highest every year. It's due to the fact of the very aggressive promotions of our competition and our own in the Q4 of the previous year. The customers has a 3-month termination notice, so if they decide to take this offer from the competition or to even take the new offer from us, benefiting from aggressive promotions, then they would of course show up in churn, but of course also in net adds. On page number 10, we saw the graph of the improvement of ARPU of the family package. It's a result of, as I said, increase of the number of the premium packages sold to our subscribers, including HD channels, and a very small portion of it is a part of the and there is some part of it which is due to the price increase which we implemented in January 2008. ARPU of the mini package is still flat. However, for the Q4, we expect to start increasing ARPU by selling to these customers a package, Mini Max, because when we launched this package in October, we gave our customers new and old one 12 months for free. So the first moment when we will be able to upsell those customers is Q2 and the beginning of Q3 and beginning of Q4. Now I would like to give the floor to CFO Maciej Gruber, who will discuss financial results more profoundly. Maciej?
Dominik, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad to report to you that in a very competitive market environment in the DTH sector in Poland and serious global economic slowdown, Cyfrowy Polsat brings positive operating and financial results for the first quarter of this year. And our key financial indicators are as follows. Our revenues are up 35% to 337 million zloty. Our EBITDA is up by 6% to 94 million zloty. Our EBITDA adjusted for the increased programming and signal transmission costs, and I will talk about this later, resulting from zloty depreciation, would be 124 million zloty. EBITDA margin is 27.8%, down from 35.6% year-on-year, mainly due to the forex losses, and the adjusted EBITDA margin would be almost 37%. And finally, our net operating profit is up by 14% to 73 million zloty, yielding a net operating profit margin of almost 22%. Now, as usual, I would like to guide you through our main revenue and operating expenses items. In terms of revenues, our operating revenues are up 35% to 337 million zloty, driven by strong increase in subscription fees. Subscription fees grew by almost 74 million zloty, or 34%, on the back of a strong growth of subscriber base and growing ARPU. Subscriber base, the average subscriber base grew by 30% and blended ARPU grew by 3.1% to almost 35 zloty for the reported quarter. And we are specifically glad to see our family ARPU increasing by almost 8% on a year-on-year basis to 40.2 zloty. Main contributors to the increase of ARPU continued to be improving package mix, particularly increased number of subscribers signing to HBO, Cinemax and high definition channels, and the family package rate increase, which continues to play a role. I thought it would be important to remind you that as of January 1st, 2008, we started selling HBO channels to our subscribers, and the year-on-year increase in the HBO subscribers was very impressive, which in great deal contributed to the increase of the family ARPU. The increase in subscription fees accounted for approximately 84% of the increase in total operating revenues year-on-year. And subscription revenues continued to account for more than 86% of our total operating revenues. Now, revenues from sales of set-top boxes decreased by 8.6 million zloty, or 42%, mainly due to the increased share of set-top box leases in the total number of new subscription agreements signed during the first quarter of this year. Please note that set-top box leases accounted for about 54% of quarterly total gross subscriber additions during the current quarter. Other operating revenues increased by 22 million zloty, and the bulk of this revenue item during the discussed period is composed of the last installment of penalty fee payment by the conditional access system provider of almost 8 million zloty, the revenue from rental of office space and equipment in conjunction with the agreement for the call center services of almost 3 million zloty, and change in value of stock of decoders of 13 million zloty, which together amount to a total of 24 million zloty, or about 84% of this revenue position. Other operating revenues accounted for approximately 25% of the increase in total operating revenues year on year. Now, getting to operating expenses, very important note to be made. Weakening of Polish zloty vis-à-vis euro and US dollar increased our programming expenses and signal transmission costs by approximately 30 million zloty. This increase alone accounted for as much as 35% of the increase in our total operating costs during the discussed period. Now, how major cost items changed on a year-on-year basis? Let me start with depreciation and amortization. It's up by 61%, mainly as a consequence of capital expenditure program executed during the year 2008, but also due to the increased set-top box leases, which make the leased set-top boxes to remain on our balance sheet and get depreciated over 5 years. Programming costs were up by almost 47 zloty, or 92%. Now, again, programming costs is an aggregate of license fees paid to our content providers and costs of collecting societies. And most of the growth this time came from the license fee payments, as most of them are denominated in euros and United States dollars. And the primary reason for growth was strong depreciation of zloty against those both currencies over the analyst period of time. Just to remind you, the zloty depreciated by 44% to US dollar and by 26% to euro on a year-on-year basis. I should also mention other factors contributing to the growth of programming costs, and these would be a growth of our average subscriber base by 30%, and improved penetration of premium packages, including HBO and HD channels, for which license fees payments are based on revenue share schemes. Of course, subscribers subscribing to those packages pay high subscription fees every month. So this works to the benefit of the company. On a per average family subscriber, as reported to broadcasters, pure content costs netted off license fees paid on revenue share schemes basis are up by 10% year on year in euro terms. This increase in euro terms reflects primarily extensive new content additions, and including TVP Sport and Polsat News Cafe and Play channels, for which we started to pay license fees during the first quarter of this year. Signal transmission costs were up by 4.7 million zloty or 31%, primarily due to increase in conditional access system costs by 45%, and this was in line with higher number of active smart cards subject to fee payments, and obviously depreciating zloty as the conditional access system rate is denominated in euros. It's also due to the increase in transponder leases by 22%, but this was pretty much in line with the zloty euro depreciation rate over the discussed period of time. Good news is that on a per month per average subscriber basis, the total transmission costs remained almost unchanged year on year in Polish zloty terms. Distribution and marketing costs grew by 11 million zloty or 29%. Again, this cost line is composed of four main cost positions, namely distributors' commissions under IFRS treatment, just to remind you, marketing and advertising costs, mailing costs, and call center costs. As to distributors' commissions, they grew by merely 2 million zloty or about 8%. The increase in distributors' commissions accounted for about 17% of the increase in total distribution and marketing expenses. On a cash basis, average commission per one gross subscriber addition went up by 32% from 97 zloty during the first quarter of last year to almost 128 zloty during the first quarter of this year, which is basically a consequence of the fact that we extended the 6 month for free promotions until basically mid of February of this year, so well beyond the fourth quarter of last year, obviously with the increased corresponding individual commission rates. Marketing costs grew by 2.1 million zloty or 52% due to continued intense promotional campaigns for our DTH services, and this is obviously including joint promotional campaigns with our distributors and points of sale, together with increased trade marketing efforts. The increase in marketing costs accounted for about 19% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs. Mailing and call center costs together grew by a total of 6.3 million zloty or 75%, primarily as a result of our call center activities expanding in line with dynamically growing subscriber base and increasing range of responsibilities of our call center, including customer loyalty and customer retention programs. Mailing and call center costs together accounted for approximately 57% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs. Now, salaries and employee-related costs grew by approximately 6 million zloty or 58%, in line with the increase in the number of employees of the group by 42% year-on-year, from 373 full-time equivalents during the first quarter of last year to 530 full-time equivalents during the first quarter of this year. This growth in the average number of employees is caused by new hirings for the needs of our two new business units, namely in-house manufacturing of set-top boxes and the MVNO project. Despite difficult situation in the Polish job market for most of last year, we've managed to build up the employee base necessary to serve our growing business in a cost-effective way, the evidence of which is the salary increase on a per average employee basis of only 8% on a year-on-year basis. Cost of satellite television receiving equipment and telephone sold decreased by 14.2 million zloty, or almost 45%, and this was in line with diminishing share of set-top box sales and growing share of set-top box leases in total subscriber gross additions. This line represents only the cost of sold inventory that we purchased from our external suppliers, excluding our subsidiary Cyfrowy Polsat Technology, which is basically the set-top box manufacturer. Cost of internally manufactured set-top boxes is presented under other costs, mainly energy and materials, and to some extent under salary costs and third-party services costs. In order to get the full picture of cost of goods sold, we should do the cost reclassification by taking out about 2 million zloty from other operating costs and adding this back to the cost of goods sold line. As a result, we will get to a total cost of goods sold during the first quarter of this year of approximately 20 million zloty, which is a decrease of about 38% from approximately 32 million zloty during the first quarter of last year. And it's been driven mainly by lower number of set-top boxes sold to customers. I remind you that set-top box leases accounted for approximately 54% of total set-top box distribution to our new clients during the first quarter of this year. Other operating costs increased by 28 million zloty, primarily due to one-time write-off on handset stock, increase in energy and materials used mainly for in-house production of set-top boxes, increase in IT services, and these were mostly MVNO-related technical support and network maintenance services, increase in provision for doubtful receivables, increase in subscription collection costs, and naturally increase in payments to Polish Film Institute. I say naturally because the payment to Polish Film Institute is a fixed percentage of subscription revenue accounted on a cash basis. The result of financial operations is composed of financial gains of about 12 million zloty on executed currency forwards, increased interest income on higher cash balance held, decreased interest expense on our bank loan, and foreign exchange losses in the amount of 6.8 million zloty relating to realized and unrealized foreign exchange differences on receivables, liabilities, cash and cash equivalents. EBITDA, again, it's up 6% to 94 million zloty, and the EBITDA margin is 27.8%. Again, EBITDA netted off the 30 million operating expenses increase stands at 124 million zloty. And the net result is up by 14% to 73 million zloty, yielding the net operating profit margin of about 22%. As for our cash position and cash flow, as of March 31st, our cash balance was higher than our debt balance by about 38 million zloty on a pro forma basis, including the cash inflow of April 21st from the put option on the Spheria transaction. We would be net cash positive by 92 million zloty. Despite the fact that we generated higher net operating profit compared to the first quarter of last year, our cash flow from operations was negative due to a number of material adjustments, including negative 67 million zloty of change in stock, negative 31 million zloty of change in payables, and increase in value of leased decoders by almost 14 million zloty. And this coupled with cash outflow from investing activity of 60 million zloty resulted in cash position as of March 31st of approximately 133 million zloty. On a pro forma basis, however, including the cash inflow from the put option realized on the Sferia transaction, our cash position would be almost 190 million zloty. I think this is in short, it from myself. I hand it over to Dominik.
Thank you very much. And operator, we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you wish to cancel a question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 if you wish to register a question, and the hash or pound key to cancel. We'll take a short silence while questions are being registered. Our first question comes from the line of Leszek Iwasko. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Yes, good afternoon, Leszek Iwaszko from KBC Securities. A few questions. First is on additions in 2Q09. How do you see it on a growth basis so far? We can be talking about April. How did it look like in April? That's my first question. My second question would be related to your comment on the increase in the subscribers using premium content, and what you comment on slide 5. Do you comment here on the most recent tendencies or year on year? I mean, rather versus last month of 2008 or the first quarter of 2008. Meaning, I'm interested in what are the most recent trends. If you could be able to more elaborate on what proportion of new subscribers are buying HBO packages or your generally premium packages versus what it was a few months ago.
That's two questions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The first question, if I understood well, was about the trend in sales in April.
Yeah.
And so I would say the trend is very optimistic. The sales are very good. However, it's important to note that last year, April and May were the months when we ran the promotion for the Euro 2008. So it will be very difficult to compare Q2 of 2008 and Q2 of 2009. However, bearing in mind that 50% of our sales happen in Q4, and seeing the trend of newly signed agreement, we are pretty much optimistic about this year. Of course, generally the macroeconomic environment might change this trend. However, with the market which should saturate, we see the trend on which we expected, that economical slowdown helps to sell well-positioned and well-priced pay TV as the best and most affordable entertainment for the whole family. That's we see these two trends contradicting, and that's why I believe this first almost 5 months of this year were very were in line with what we expected optimistically. Second question, yes, the answer is that the comparison I gave was on year on year, and I would see that the trend is incredibly steady. We on the selling the premium channels happens both to the internal subscriber base and to the new additions, and I see this trend in terms of premium package, excluding HD, I will elaborate on HD in a second, as a very steady, and it's adding new subscribers every year in the same rhythm. Regarding HD, we see a trend of increasing number of the sales of the new at now on the boxes, because it's different to sell the box and it's different to sell the channels.
Mm-hmm.
So the boxes are selling now, I would say, in comparison to first quarter of 2008, on more or less, I would say, in a double.
Okay.
Two times more set-top boxes, HD set-top boxes are sold. Regard to the HD channels sold to those boxes,
mm-hmm.
it's different because we are now operating in the selling on a la carte mode. We have our business reasons behind it, but we are working on introduction of HD package from probably Q3 of this year, and then this is our strategy. We already implemented it before on introduction of certain premium channels. So that's this way we build the value of the product before we start to sell it to the whole subscriber for the more competitive price. And the number of the set-top boxes we have now is so encouraging that we believe we can negotiate a very good deals with the broadcaster, because when you sell a la carte, it's a revenue share model and it's very safe for the company. When you start the package, then you have to pay for each channel which is in the package, so you have to take more risk. The number of the customers is big enough, and I think we have already some channels on our platform. The most important, I would say, available HD channels, only recognized brand. It's Discovery HD, HBO HD, Eurosport HD, Polsat Sport HD, and MTV HD. There are a couple of more in the pipeline, in the negotiations, and as I said, we'll be ready to launch the HD package probably in Q3 or early Q4 2008.
So you don't see economic downturn to impact this sale of premium contacts so far?
No. It's the number of the customers using the premium packages is still growing.
Mm-hmm. So two more questions, if I may. First of all, on churn, and are you launching any products, packages suited for the churn? For existing customers, in order to minimize churn. If so, how does it look like?
Yes, we implemented recently a couple of programs to loyalize our clients,
mm-hmm.
in order to maintain the churn in this low figure we have right now. And basically the idea, the concept, as far as I can tell you, because not all of these programs are already implemented, they will be
mm-hmm.
consequently implemented in the next couple of months. Some of them are already, some are about to be launched. Basically, the idea is to give the customer the incentive to sign up for another defined period of time comparable to this who is for the new customers. So today is 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
By giving him some programming benefits, but on this side of the benefits which are not in his portfolio of the channels,
mm-hmm.
so not losing the revenues, giving something on top of what the customer mm-hmm. is subscribing right now.
Mm-hmm. So this will not have a directly detrimental impact to ARPU?
At this moment, no. But if we
mm-hmm.
see some trends on churn which we believe might jeopardize our goals, then we might change the strategy. Today, as I said, we want to give to our customers only those packages as a present to loyalize them and to have to sign the agreement what they do not subscribe right now, so shouldn't have any impact on the ARPU. But I would like to emphasize it might change because this is a huge subscriber base, almost 3 million, and we have to be very careful because this is our most valuable asset, and we want to have these customers with us on board. That's the most important goal for us, to maintain low churn and loyalty of the client.
Okay, very last question on MVNO. Do you prepare something new? Because the revenue so far, I think, are very disappointing. Do you plan to close or relaunch or do something with it? What's your strategy regarding MVNO?
I already said it in last time that the project is in kind of on hold because we are redefining it. We had this, I'd say, you know, the circumstances in which we launched the project was that it was mid-September 2008, together with the collapse of the Lehman Brothers and the start of the global crisis. Therefore, we decided to change the strategy from entering the market to the product which is dedicated only to the customers of Cyfrowy Polsat. So we are now in the process of redefining it. We are still considering relaunching the project in one step or in two. There will be definitely a relaunch in beginning of Q4, before the sales season. We might do some slight changes, minor changes before, but definitely we will redefine the product, and now we are working on the relaunch and on the new concept.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And to remind participants, if you wish to ask a question, press the number 1 on your telephone, and if you wish to cancel it, press the hash or pound key. Our next question comes from the line of Anna Bosong. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Anna Bosong, UniCredit London. Thank you very much for the call. I first of all wanted to discuss a little bit the strategy of the leasing set-top boxes as opposed to selling. I know it was one of the big selling points that, you know, you were getting good customer loyalty from selling set-top boxes. What is the thinking behind moving more customers into leasing? And secondly, can you talk a little bit about the number of Minimax customers you've been getting in the first quarter? I saw you had a good growth in mini subscribers overall. It would be great to get a feel for how many of them were the Minimax, which will obviously be having ARPU growth in the fourth quarter. And finally, tariff increases. Can you give us your thinking on your response to the increased tariffs at Cifra Plus?
Could you repeat the last question, please?
Yes. Your thinking behind your response to Cifra Plus's tariff increases planned for the 1st of July. I understand you're not planning to increase tariffs, but what's your thinking about that, and are you looking at maybe doing something in 2010, or is this all about retaining customers?
Okay, so the first question is about the leasing and versus selling. What we were saying before is that we are happy that our customers are buying the set-top boxes from us because this way they are more loyal. However, this is not something which we pushed. It was the choice of our customers because we were having always parallelly the lease offer for them. In time, in the last few years, I think the perception of 99 zloty in Poland is changing, and the Polish society probably is changing, because at the second, third and fourth quarter of last year, suddenly the people started to discover that they don't have actually own the box, and the 99 zloty is not such a big deal for them. That's the explanation. And the customer satisfaction is higher when they lease the box, because when something happens to the box, they can show up in the point of sales and simply pick up, leave the broken one and pick up the new one. While when they own one, they have to send it to the service to repair it. Of course, they can have the a spare box for the time of the repair, but then they have to go again to the point of sales and to recollect their original box. So we believe that in this stage of the development of the market, probably the ownership of the box is not such a big barrier for the loyalty. It's rather more that the people who decided to churn when they own it, they still have it, they have it active. And so at some point in time, they might come back and, let's say, use it in the second room or something. However, from the customer experience, I think it's better for the customer to lease the box. So we have, and we will have, we'll continue to have both offers, and we will not decide for the customer what is better, because at the end of the day, it's their satisfaction which is the most important. The second question about the Minimax. Minimax is selling in a certain proportion with the Mini, but we started to sell it on its own only recently. And please remember that everyone who signs for Mini can get Minimax and has the time to sign up and decide to take it. And so, as I said, vacation time will be the time when we will. When we plan to call all those customers who had Mini and try to upgrade them to the Minimax, and we'll see whether this is the right time. Please remember that when I was describing why we decided to launch the package Mini was that this is a natural hedge over the DTT launch and competition. So when these customers are ready, they will sign up. Of course, having Mini, you can't lease the set-top box. You have to buy it. And so the important moment will be this, when they decided that there is enough incentives for them to upgrade. Otherwise, it would be premature to sell the package like Mini, because it would mean that we are destroying the market, because these customers could be having no other option. They could be as well ready to sign up for our family package, which is the very good choice as well. So we look at the Mini subscriber as a very long-term investment, and we will try to drag them up or build the value other way. The last question about Cifra Plus. Well, in the end of 2008, Mr. Letrong, the head of the supervisory board, said at some press interview that Cifra Plus is starting the price war with Cyfrowy Polsat. Apparently, they came up to the conclusion that they lost this war, and now they are trying to save what they can in terms of their financial results by increasing the prices. At this point, with the business as we see it right now, with the results we presented to you, we believe that the most important thing is to maintain our strong position in terms of acquisition of the new customers and the net additions. You have to remember that we are twice as big as Cifra Plus, so having, I don't know the Cifra Plus churn because they never announce it, but well, let's say they have the same one, so we have to add much more, 140,000 customers more than them, just to maintain the churn. So this is a very good sign for us. We definitely are not planning to increase the price of the family package at this point. If the business is as it is right now, our main goal is to get as many customers on board, and only then we can think about increasing the prices if the circumstances are not changed. I would like to emphasize it again. The reason for that is that, of course, we believe that our existing clients could, without big losses, handle the price increase. However, we believe that the customers which still are there and we want to grab are more price sensitive. That's why today we do not plan a price increase.
Thanks very much. Can I just ask a follow-up on the leasing set-top boxes? Do you have a situation that, let's say, after 6 months' time, you might have customers who like a new offer you have and will flip out? I mean, what do you have protection against that happening if they've got a two-year contract?
There is a very high penalty in the contract which can be executed.
I see, okay.
And which is, you know, actually equivalent of what they have to pay for the channel they subscribe. So, you know, they don't watch and they have to pay the same money.
So, 1 month's worth of payment? Or
No. It's let's say the contract is for 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the penalty is somehow balanced as what the customer owns us.
I see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Zoltan Palfi. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company and location.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Zoltan Palfi from UBS. Hi, Dominic and Maciej. I have a follow-up question, going to the price changes in the market. I was wondering if you see the third player and adjusting prices on the back of the weak zloty, probably, which hits them even harder than the big operators. Secondly, your presentation says that you will lease a new transponder. I was wondering how it will affect the financials going forward. Thirdly, I read in an article that the UK, the Polish telecom regulator, has fined the company for 300,000 Polish zloty. I was wondering what was the reason for this, and is there any chance that there are more fines to come going forward? And finally, what do you have? What sort of plans do you have with your balance sheet? You have current loans on the balance sheet of 65 million zlotys at the moment. Do you plan to repay it or renew it this year?
Okay. well, about price increase of N, I don't know if you write about TVN, but they will announce their results in 2 days, and you can ask the question there. I am sorry, but I can't speak for N whether they want to increase the prices. This is the question. This is the information which is so classified in any company.
I was wondering, have they increased the prices, not whether they are planning to do it?
Oh, no, they haven't.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Transponder, this is the a new project. We can use it both for the... actually, there are two business goals which we can achieve, and one which is very important and stands behind it. Cyfrowy Polsat having 74 channels in offer has only three transponders. Two for SD offer, where we carry 26 channel, and one for HD, which is for 5 channels. So with the more and more demand on HD, and with the new ideas, business ideas, different services. I don't want to talk about it because it's what we have in our mind is not present in the market yet. Plus, with some demand from the market meant as a broadcasters, both Polish and foreign, We decided to take this transponder for the safety reasons, in order to have the transponder capacity. If one of the many transponders we use across Europe and Poland with the others fails, or we have the problem with delivering the offer to our clients. And on top of that, we believe we can make some extra revenues by delivering our clients new products. But as I said, I don't want to go into much into details. And we can also sell the services to a certain number of the channels, which because there is a hunger for the transponder. How it will affect our P&L? Exactly in line with the other transponders. The price is no different than the one we will pay out from all the transponders in 2009 and 10, following the following years. I'm sorry, the third question was?
The fine from the UK.
The fine, yes. This is a dispute. This is not the fine which we decided to accept. We are appealing to the civil court because we believe that the fine was put on us the wrong way, and that's all I can tell you. There's not really behind nothing behind it, and well, I'm so just looking to my nose because this thing is so. This is due to the fact that the UKE, and actually not the Warsaw branch of UKE, but Radom, which is a very small town somewhere in the southeast of Poland, started to investigate some cases and ask us to present the documents on everything which was related to our telecom services. We, of course, gave whatever is related to the telecom services, but at some point in time they asked us, on the base of the same request, to give them everything which concerns DTH. And we said that DTH is not a telecom services, so we see no grounds to deliver them the documents, and they're fined us. So we decided to take this to the... That's it.
Right, thanks very much.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Anna Bazong. Please go ahead with your question. The line is open.
Ah, thanks very much. Yes, my first question concerns actually just the transponder you were discussing. Will that come online at the start of the fourth quarter or towards the end, just to give us an idea for forecasting? Second thing is your MVNO loss.
I'm sorry, Anna, we didn't understand your question.
I just know I'll get on this again.
A little bit slower, please.
A little bit slower, okay. First question was the transponder, which you're starting up in the fourth quarter this year. Will that come on at the start of the fourth quarter or perhaps towards the end of the quarter, just for my forecast? Second question is MVNO losses were quite high at about $9 million in the first quarter. Is this is it the peak likely for the next few quarters, or is that sort of something that we might see as a normal run rate and then maybe a bit of an increase when you relaunch in the fourth quarter this year? And my third question is churn. As you discussed, you know, you're expecting churn to increase and you have more of these leased customers, but as you say, with penalties, should we be looking for churn to continue to increase over the rest of this year? I mean, now it's above 10%. Should we be looking for, say, 11, 12%? Over the rest of the year? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so the transponder, we, despite the fact that we are planning to launch the offer on it in the end of third quarter, we had to take the transponder from now. So it's on our books from May. The situation with the reason, one of the reasons I told you we decided to take this step is because it's very difficult now with the transponders to get the transponder in from Eutelsat because of the big number of the reservations due to the HD channel launched. So actually, it's very difficult to get at all a transponder. So when we had this chance, we decided for the safety reasons and for the future development of the business to take it. So it will have the costs in the part of the second quarter and the third quarter, and the revenues will come from in the fourth quarter. In terms of EBITDA loss on MVNO, well, we were always saying that we believe that the EBITDA loss in comparison to DTH shouldn't be more than 10%. It's 8% at this point. The product we're talking, when we talk about the relaunch, the product is still under defining. It also includes our strategy of becoming the multiplay operator, and so we are working on the triple play product, and I can't tell you exactly today, because of course we don't forecast anyway what would be the loss. But what we presented today is in line with what we said we expect for this year. Regarding churn, our goal is to keep the churn in the very in the comparable figures. So if we see that there is a wrong development of the churn, then we'll have to invest more in the loyalty programs and in the retention. However, today we are in line with our expectation, and even the ones with which we announced during the IPO asked about it. We always were saying that we believe in the churn in the high single digits, and that's actually what it is after a year. Now, as I said, first loyalty programs are introduced right now. The stage number 2 and 3 will be introduced May, June. Depending on this result of the depending on the results of this campaign, we'll decide how to maintain the churn and what's the best for the company.
Okay, that's excellent. Thank you very much. If I can say one more follow-up question, just on your margin development going forward, it seems to me that you obviously had a lot of price competition in the first quarter, and that obviously had a lot of distributor cost increases as well because you were having more promotions, etc. And there was also a mention of higher IT costs. And I was wondering if you think there's prospects, let's say the Zloty stays unchanged, prospects for margin improvement as the quarters go on this year. Would you agree that that's possible? And also on the content cost, is there any chance to maybe have more savings there, given that the rise in content cost was quite strong?
Mm-hmm. So from the last one, content costs, we added some channels so last year in order to improve our offer. We had to do it because one of the moves which were changed as a on 1st of January to the permanent one of the promotions which were changed to the permanent offer in Cifra Plus was to enhance their packages with a certain number of the channels. Basically, it was about 6 channels per package which were added on the permanent basis to packet podstawowy and komfortowy, which are these packages with which we compete. And so we had to react accordingly in order to maintain the best value for money perception which we have. However, as I said, we have a very good relationship with the channels. Our subscriber base is growing, and we are in the process of renegotiations of many agreements, and I'm very optimistic that based on top of the very strong currency that we will manage to convince the channels to renegotiate the channels the price and go down with the rates.
When you say strong currency, you mean because the euro has been so strong?
I mean strong euro, no, of course not.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Not strong strong foreign currency, I should say.
Yeah, gotcha, gotcha, thanks.
Yes. On the development of the margin, well, in our presentation, Maciej showed you, let me find it, on the page number 15, and on the page, on the page number 15, what is the EBITDA of DTH, of what would be the EBITDA of DTH only if the Forex was similar as last year. And I would not dare to forecast what is the what will be the Forex in the coming quarters, but this comparison shows what is the development of the margins if we put on the side the effect of the weakening Polish zloty. We said that during the IPO, we said that in the medium term we see DTH EBITDA reaching or exceeding a little bit 40%, and the medium term we defined there as three years. After a year, we already managed to achieve 43% again, excluding Forex effects. So, well, that's the only guideline I can give you.
Gotcha. But just one question more, though, on the other costs, of about 10 million in the first quarter. Is there potential to reduce those? This is the other segment.
As I said, I mean, other costs. Other costs during the first quarter of this year were higher as compared to the first quarter of last year because of some one-offs. I mean, and yes, there is a possibility to reduce it. For example, this write-off for about 2.4 million zloty was a one-time event, basically, which basically increased the other operating expenses during the first quarter of this year.
And the headquarter costs.
Also, the value of IT services. I mean, the bulk, the most of slightly over 8 million zlotys accounted under the other operating expenses during the first quarter of this year, related to MVNO network maintenance and technical support, resulting from agreements that we signed with our suppliers, and this for sure we have plans to reduce these costs as we go forward.
Not only reduce, but some of them are already reduced because the bigger support agreement ended at the end of February, beginning of March, and so from now on and this was the biggest support agreement we had from the third party.
That's sort of over 2 million, that sort of thing, in terms of size.
It was a big one.
Okay, fabulous. That's great news. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We have no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone, and hope to hear your question in 3 months from now. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.